Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints Day. Some of us may have come here today with a mixture of different emotions. For those who have recently lost a loved one, the sting of death is at the forefront of their minds. And the wounds of loss are still fresh. Like Lazarus rotting in the tomb, death stinks. For others, this day may be a day of joy, and that their loved one is no longer suffering. Whatever emotions we bring with us today is a celebration of life through death. It's a day to remember, honor, and treasure the long line of the faithful who have gone to be with Jesus Christ and the church triumphant in heaven. Today is a day to rejoice in the glory of God and in His Son, Jesus Christ. And the story to help us with all of this is the story of Jesus raising His friend Lazarus. Truly, it's a story beyond our experience. It challenges our perceptions of reality. It is a story of amazing grace filled with profound meaning. Our text shows us a very real, all too real, experience of life. A newly occupied tomb, and the raw emotions of grief and loss, anger and accusation. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. We have most certainly felt some of these emotions as we have buried our loved ones. St. John tells us when Jesus saw Mary weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He says that Jesus weeps. You're not told why Jesus responded so emotionally. Perhaps he is greatly disturbed and indignant and angry because he feels the great pain of loss that death causes, or upset that the crowd acts like hypocrites in their grief, or angry at the hostility toward him as the Son of God. Jesus' tears come as a response to the invitation to come and see where Lazarus has been laid. Jesus feels the pain and the suffering of the human heart that death brings in life to the loved ones left behind. St. John doesn't exactly say why Jesus was moved and showed such deep emotion. He only tells us that Jesus did. Jesus is not unmoved as those around him experience death. And the overcoming of death by Christ is an emotional thing for Jesus. Our suffering in the midst of death matters to Christ. In the midst of the pain of loss, Jesus invites us to name our loss, to be willing, to be vulnerable, to pour out our hearts to Him, telling Him the source of our deep pain. And so he asks, where have you laid him? Jesus confronts death at Lazarus' tomb, and he invites us to do the same. He says, take away the stone, for the power of death is strong. Too often we have experienced its strength, its finality. Martha says, Lord, already there's a stench because he's been dead 4 days. The power of sin and death and a broken world is real and it stinks. In the midst of the somber reality of death as of a loved one, Jesus says, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" God's glory is in the work of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the resurrection and the life because He is the power and the presence of God in the flesh. In Jesus, one experiences God's will and God's love for the salvation of the world. In Christ, the power of death to separate people from God is reduced to nothing. Jesus calls Lazarus from death to life. The Good Shepherd calls his sheep, and Lazarus hears his voice and obeys. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. By raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus shows that death is not the strongest enemy. Death is not the greatest power in the world. Jesus has the power over life and death. The raising of Lazarus is a foreshadowing of Jesus' own death and resurrection. Strangely, Jesus' act of releasing Lazarus results in Jesus being bound at his arrest. And at Jesus' death, we find a tomb, a stone, grieving women, the linen wrappings and face cloth. Death is defeated by death, but it costs Christ his death, his life on the cross. Where the broken world meets the power of God's incarnate in the flesh love. The raising of Lazarus points to the resurrection of Christ when the stone will be rolled away and the tomb empty. Christ risen, set free from his linen wrappings of death. Raising Lazarus also points to the resurrection of the dead when all those in the tombs will hear Jesus' voice and come out. Yet if we only focus on the resurrection on the last day, then we miss a very important message in this gospel text. Lifting up only the resurrection on the last day was Martha's confession, and though true, it was insufficient. What Jesus reveals in raising Lazarus is that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus has the power to give those who believe in Him life right now. And the power of God in the flesh to give life for us. Even now, Jesus has the power to call us out of all those darkness, all those dark binding places of death. Jesus is the place where death ends and everlasting life begins. Jesus, the Christ, breaks into the present and transforms our life now. On both sides of the grave, Jesus is life for us. In holy baptism, we die to this broken world and to sin, and we take up our cross, living in Christ, the one who is the life and the resurrection. In faith, we embrace and receive the gift Jesus offers, knowing what it calls Christ and what is expected of us. When Jesus was about to begin his journey to raise Lazarus from the dead, the disciples said, "Let us also go with him, that we may die with him." May we be willing to do the same, take up our cross, and follow our Master. May we, the church, participate in the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." He invites others to be a part of his miracle of bringing life through death. And he continues to invite us to participate in the many ways he brings new life right now. As witnesses to the crucified and risen Christ, we invite others to receive Jesus, to have their sins unbound, to let go of those patterns of life that leads death. In Christ, they too can live in the light of the new life of resurrection now and forever. So on this day, we celebrate the lives of the saints who are with our Lord in glory. We give thanks to Christ for their lives and their eternal life. We rejoice that they have Christ and we have Christ, who death does not destroy the bond that we have with one another. We are still connected to our loved ones in heaven. But most importantly, we proclaim and rejoice today what God's saints in Christ on earth and in heaven know and have experienced. There is no grief. There's no fear, no feeling of shame, no act of sin, no death in our lives that is powerful enough to prevent the voice of Jesus Christ calling us out of the tombs of darkness and into the light of His eternal life and His eternal love now and forever. Amen.